Well, today is the 16th of September. Tuesday, the 16th of September. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So, picking up on these ideas that we've been thinking about this month of being in the season of creation, but also of Scripture, I was looking at another passage of Scripture, and I was thinking, well, what might this have to say to us? So in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus says, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 coins? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God." So, well, first of all, you may think, why are people selling sparrows? What's going on here? So Jesus is probably referring here to the practice that used to happen at the temple in Jerusalem, where people would go and they would make an offering, and they might buy a sparrow or a pigeon, or if they were wealthier, they might buy an ox or a cow or a goat or something, and then it would be sacrificed at the temple. That doesn't happen anymore, really, in Christianity, and well, never did in Christianity, and doesn't happen anymore since the destruction of the temple in Judaism. But at the time of Jesus, when the temple was still around, it did happen. What Jesus is really saying is he's talking about sparrows. Now, do you know how to recognize a sparrow? Some of you might, but they're those little brown birds. We have them also in South Africa. If you look out of your window at school or at home, you will see little brown birds in the tree, and the chances are about 50% that they will be sparrows. They might be some other little brown bird, but they're likely to be sparrows. Sparrows are very common, and they're all over the world. And that's why Jesus chooses them. He chooses a common, ordinary little bird that anybody might find in their garden. And then he says, even though they're very ordinary, very common, not one of them is forgotten by God. Not one of those sparrows is forgotten by God. Between our life now and the time of Jesus, there must have been millions and billions of sparrows who have lived and died and had baby chicks and lived and died and had some more baby chicks. And yet not one of them has been forgotten by God. I think Jesus is using an example that we can understand. He's talking about how God notices everyone and everything, isn't he? He's saying to us that even little sparrows, and we can't tell 2 sparrows apart, or 3 sparrows apart. In fact, most people can't tell the difference between male sparrows and female sparrows, as far as I know. God knows each one of them. God loves each one of them. God knit them together in the egg. God has a deep, deep love for all of God's creation. All of it is precious in God's eyes. And you and I are also precious. That's part of what Jesus is saying. If sparrows matter to God, then so do you and I. All human beings matter to God. But so do all sparrows. And also all the other birds. Perhaps even all the insects, maybe even all the mosquitoes, God knows. Why? Because God made them, and God loves them. And God wants you and I to love them too. Now, I realize it might be quite hard to love some of the creatures that God has made. For instance, I am more likely to want to be in another room if there is a spider in this room. And when I'm sleeping and a mosquito is buzz, buzz, buzzing, or even worse, having a little nibble on my blood, I don't really like it much. But I have to remember that it was made by God, the spider and the mosquito, and the mouse and the rat and the sparrow, and the cat and the horse, and the cow and the pig, and the whale and the dolphin and the fish, and me. We are all creatures made by the same loving God. And so, if we're going to destroy one of those creatures, if we're going to kill one of those creatures, we need to think about their value to God. We need to think about their value to the one who made them. We need to remember that everything is precious to God. Let's take a moment to pray now. Jesus, you remind us that even sparrows are known by God, that God sees and loves all of God's creatures. And most especially, God loves us, God's human creatures. We ask for your blessing now on all the creatures of the earth, that we may come to see them as you see them, and for your blessing on us too, that we may grow and become men and women who love creation and love you, the Creator of all good things. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.